A word of warning. What follows includes harrowing testimony and graphic descriptions of human rights violations.
I am a victim. 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 These words resonated throughout Joe Mamasela's public testimony, and the Amnesty audience acknowledged his blackness by cheering him on. Mamasela insisted that he was a double victim of the ANC and the apartheid police. This is what he told the Amnesty Committee. The ANC murdered my brother. I had to identify his charred and semi-decomposed remains. And then I knew I had to avenge his death. But in front of the audience with ANC supporters, Joe Mamasela did not elaborate. Darren Taylor reports.
I'm the ANC guy myself. I'm trained by the ANC. I'm a soldier of the ANC.
The enigma, though, is ever present.
I found that the real enemy of the black people were black people themselves. Not necessarily white people. It then dawned in my mind that the black man's real enemy is another black man.
Yes.
We are the worst oppressors of ourselves.
Yes.
We sell each other like hell, myself included.
In all the time that I killed for Vlakplaas, says Mamasela, I was just fooling the white policemen.
They took me as one of them because of something that I would call the curative power of humor that I used to entice the white commanders to love me. I used to even insult myself. I used to call myself a dog. I used to call other Askaris dogs together. We were calling each other dog, 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 dog. And then my white commanders, they fell for the ruse. They loved me. They thought that they have severely and completely broke me down. I was calling myself a black Afrikaner, and they loved it. And now, in the interim, I managed to siphon a lot of data.
Mamasela constantly emphasizes, I am a human being. I was the one who gave the condemned activists their last meal.
It was a natural instinct. They were fellow humans. I did not see just black people. I saw human beings like myself.
In the next breath, though, Mamasela calls himself this monster, Mamasela.
You feed your chickens and you kill them. You feed your cows and you still kill them. So feeding a human being, what the difference feeding a human being and an animal? What is the difference?
Joe Mamasela is also a self-confessed liar.
I want to put it to you, Mr. Mamasela, that as you have exaggerated and lied on so many other occasions, you are exaggerating and lying once again about what happened at Post Chalmers. That is not what happened there.
That is absolutely ridiculous and preposterous to say I've lied and exaggerated. I've told you that I've lied under duress. It is your clients, the police, who told me to lie. If I did not lie, they would kill me. I was their victim.
In the face of cross-examination, Joe Mamasela is defiant and arrogant. Months before the amnesty hearing into the PEBCO 3 killings, he boasts, they can bring any lawyer they want. I will deal with them.
But you only came out just before you saw the political dispensation was going to change, Mr. Mamasela. I'm putting that.
Your statement is laughable and ridiculous, and it's something that you suck from your own thumb. Call me as a witness, I will refuse.
Why?
I don't testify for lawyers representing corrupt and murderous policemen. I know you, Mr. Duplessis. You always represent policemen, corrupt policemen, and you make money out of that. You are an unscrupulous lawyer.
Mr. Mamasela.
No, I'm sorry.
Even when Mamasela admits to lying in covering up apartheid atrocities, he tries to justify his lies in his own way.
Sometimes we tell even our own children little lies to make them happy. And if that makes me a liar, a compulsive liar, so be it. We normally lie. You cannot tell me all your life you never told a lie. Because you whites, you believe a white people don't lie. They only tell a white lie. White people don't steal. They only do white collar crime. And that's a myth, that's a lie.
Joe Mamasela lives off 400,000 rands that the police paid him when he retired, and also about 5,000 rands a month from the Transvaal Attorney General for being a state witness. I don't care what people say about Mamasela, he snaps. I've made peace with myself and my God about my past. In the meantime, I'll wait until they arrest me.
My contention has always been consistent. Let all perpetrators, including Mama Sela, be prosecuted. Let us all be prosecuted.